and saying back.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance, so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Saint Romuald, who in many ways renewed the eremitical life among those who had sought God in solitude, is a radical example of seeking God in secret, perhaps of the original solitude that we have spoken of, that St. John Paul mentions, namely the radical aloneness before God, which the hermit lives. And in speaking of the personal relationship of which we are capable with God, when we talk about our lives of personal prayer, we're really talking about when we go, as Jesus says in the Gospel, into a hidden place, into secret, into our inner room, when we close the door and pray to our Father in secret. This is the interior life. This is where we go within ourselves, not primarily to isolate ourselves, but to meet God heart to heart in a way that we find ourselves alone with Him and share with Him what is so intimately personal about ourselves and our love for Him that no one else knows it but Him. That is a sacred place. There is no human being who exhaustively knows herself, no human being who is able to comprehend herself completely. No other human being can comprehend us completely except God. And in that inner place, there is the truth about ourselves and the mystery of love in which the Lord has created us that we discover there in a deeply intimate and personal way. Jesus is speaking about not showing off, not putting on airs, not doing things to be seen by others. But then he goes on to talk about not even letting our left hand know what our right hand is doing, which means not only are we not doing it for others to see, but we are not doing it to see ourselves. We are taking the attention not only on off what others think of us, but we are forgetting about what we think of ourselves. So taken up are we into the mystery of the Lord's love. Let us this day seek to go deeply into that inner room where no one knows us but the Lord, and where we cannot even know ourselves apart from the Lord. And in that inner place, seek the deeper truth, not primarily of ourselves, but the deeper truth of the mystery of God's love. God, who in so many ways is hidden, does find us in the most hidden place of our own hearts. And that is also where we find him, in a tremendously personal and intimate way. Let us